You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So a couple of stories came out in the same day that both involve age-related issues. One of them was this story about a woman who was 3 hours on a flight, and she said there was a screaming child, not just a crying, but a screaming child the entire 3 hours. I've been there. It was one of my flights back and forth to Denver just this year. There was, because that's about a three-hour flight.
Well, you kept tickling that baby's feet, so.
Yeah. And this was like she's describing, it wasn't just a crying baby. It was a screaming for two and a half of the 3 hours.
God.
And this lady's like, "What is it possible just to do some adult-only flights?" And I wanted to tiptoe around that because, look, I'll say it. My heart goes out to families who have to travel with small children. Sometimes there's nothing you can do. You got to fly. I mean, you can't do a 20-hour road trip with a child either. So just get it over with on the plane. So I get it. It's a challenge. However, I didn't see a problem with her request that they mix in a few adult-only flights. Even right. If you pay a little bit more for them.
Kind of worth it for some people.
I think so.
Yeah.
So that way everyone's happy.
Work.
You've got flights with kids and flights without kids.
Yeah, they would sell out. It would be a huge success. People would sign up for it. All Dom's people would sign up for it. Absolutely.
Yeah, all I
You'd be first
just,
in line.
I like those quiet cars on trains that some train lines have. It's a quiet car, so you can't talk. Yeah. There's no children. It's just quiet.
You just sit there stuff. With your thoughts and your farts.
And then the same day, a story came out about a bar out in Los Angeles that on two nights, Fridays and Saturdays, just those two nights, they have a policy that you have to be at least 30 to get in, not 21, but 30. And that caused all this, outrage at 20-somethings who were like, why can't we come in, blah, 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 blah. And I love the comment that one person said. They go, I know it hurts right now, but when you're 30, you'll understand.
Yeah.
Which is funny because we were all 20-somethings.
It's a different scene. Yeah, you're
a little
more rambunctious.
Yeah, it's a different vibe.
It's a little crazier, a little stupider.
So if you're listening to this right now and you're 22, you're going, hey, screw you guys. It's like, well, no. It's like there will be plenty of other places that cater to anyone or cater to, or believe me, there are bars in Denver that cater to 22-year-olds.
All night long.
I guarantee
I used to be at them.
Yeah,
anyone remember Rock Island?
What a great memory.
I know.
Panama Reds.
Yeah. It was Cooperstown.
Club LA. I was there.
Yeah, we did it. We were there. We were morons.
But I was just wondering what our listeners thought about. And also, do they have suggestions for other places that might occasionally have some sort of age restriction on it?
Right.
And it could go either way. Like, hey, I'm 24. There are times that I want to go to a place where no one over 30 is allowed in.
It's very
versa.
Similar to that contest we just did where the parents played hooky at Elitch's. Having a day where just the adults can go to like an amusement park or Water World without all the kids running around, playing grab arse. And, being crazy, it's just a day for the adults, a nice chill day. You can ride the rides, not listen to a bunch of kids cussing and being crazy. And I think I want to go even to more of, I don't want to bash the elderly, but, I really liked during COVID when we had the elderly shopping hours where they could go early and get all their shopping done, because I can't tell you the amount of times I've been in Costco or Target and I have the sweetest, dearest, cutest little old lady in front of me, and I'm trying to zip in and out, and she's, just wandering around. And
taking her time.
I can't get around her. I'm like, why are you here so late in the afternoon? You should shop early and then go home. But yeah, something like that for, elderly hours at some places would even be
elderly
nice.
Hours.
Elderly
like
hours,
that.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to be mean. Don't text me, but I think you all are with me on that one.
Here's our phone number. If you want to reach out, you want to have some fun, have a few laughs. Maybe you've thought about this before. Should there be movie times
that are good.
For certain ages only? Amber wrote in, said, in the town I grew up in, they had movies where they didn't allow kids or teenagers for certain showings, like a Saturday afternoon at 4. You had to be 21, and it had nothing to do with alcohol. She says, I remember how mad some people got. But I went a few times, and the theater was packed.
Yeah.
Cheryl says, I want a restaurant that does adult night only. And I can say this because I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. But please give me at least one meal a month with no kids. That is
no little
Cheryl.
Rugrats running around, screaming, dropping things on the floor. Just want to enjoy your meal. All right.
Let's go to the phones. Let's see what Robbie wants to put in our ear. Hello, Robbie. Good morning.
Hey, I traveled like 9 years, top status at 2 different airlines, you know, where I flew like 100,000 miles a year. I had a coworker say to me one time, oh, babies should be checked baggage. And, you know, and he was a single guy, never had kids. It's really, an adult only flight. It's called private jet or drive yourself. You know,
you make a good point, Robbie. These options are out there.
These adult only communities. I lived in Myrtle Beach for a while, and all these adult only communities, they were a bunch of crabby people, man. It's like, if you can't blend in with the rest of the world, then go to your bubble somewhere. I mean, it's ridiculous.
My father-in-law and mother-in-law live in one of those communities where it's all adults, and you're kind of right. Everyone just kind of is like sitting around all grumpy and tan.
That's funny.
I'm kind of with you, Robbie. You know, I've flown with small kids and traveled with small kids, and I have a lot of empathy now for parents that, you know, have a kid that's crying and they won't stop. I mean, I can remember one time I was in the middle of a hacienda trying to have dinner with my family, and one of our kids would not stop crying, and the dirty looks we were getting and stuff, and sometimes they just won't stop, and it's the worst situation to be in.
Yeah, every time I got on a flight and I saw a baby crying or a mom trying to carry all the stuff by herself, I thought of my wife flying in to meet me somewhere because I was gone all the time with the kid. And it was like, you know, I just felt bad for her. I mean, I'd help her if I could. It's like,
I'm with you, man. I don't get.
I hear what you're saying. Robbie, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Robbie. I don't get.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Real butthurt over that kind of stuff. But
no, but I guess what I'm trying to say is there's a balance, because it's not a matter of being butthurt or being crabby. It's, I am totally empathetic. I raised a small child. I know exactly. But I don't see why you can't have one or two things. Like, why does that make you a bad person?
It
that
doesn't
you do
at all.
Want 1 3-hour flight without screaming children.
Yeah.
I don't think that makes you an ogre.
It should be an option for somebody. It absolutely should.
There shouldn't be, you shouldn't look down on someone because they want the option for something.
No, the option is fine. I don't like when, you know, it's like the end of the world if there's a baby crying on the plane.
Yeah,
and, your entire life is ruined for the next 3 hours. It's like, get over it. You'll get off the plane and go on your great vacation.
Without being offensive, I don't think it makes you any more noble when you say all flights should be able to have screaming children. That doesn't make you like.
There should be places for adults.
High-minded individual.
I think if you get on a cruise ship, they've got like an adults-only deck or something. I mean, even when you're on like a family-oriented cruise ship, you can go to an adults-only area, I think. So.
I don't really want to be a jerk, but a family cruise sounds like the seventh level of hell.